Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Are you ready for the Super Bowl? So as I said this morning, I made my prediction. San Francisco, I believe, will win the game, but I wouldn't bet it. Would not bet this game. The teams are too close. So if you bet, it's no skill, luck. I mean, if you want to make a bet with Freddie, your friend, or whatever, okay, but don't put heavy money on this. It's impossible. But it's a fun weekend, and I hope you enjoy yourself on it. So today, Alvin Bragg, the district attorney in Manhattan, and Mayor Eric Adams held a press conference, joint press conference. And they announced that a grand jury has indicted seven individuals, five of them on felony counts, for attacking the two cops in Times Square. Okay. But Bragg and Adams don't say who the people are. Are they migrants? We don't know. They did say that the migrants arrested in Arizona are not attached to this case. So that was false reporting, according to these guys. Only one of the seven charged by the grand jury is in custody because Bragg let the others out. So why are you having a press conference when it's your fault they're in the wind, they're at large? All you had to do, D.A. Bragg, was hold him and let ICE take him. But you don't. You won't. But no. That's not the subject. Oh, we're after these guys. We're tough guys. We're going to track them down. I hope they do. I hope they get all seven of them. I hope they put them in a prison on big bail. And we'll watch it. The heat on Adams and Bragg is huge. Huge. Bragg's just hanging by a thread. Hochul should have fired him last week. Adams is running for his life. He makes mistakes after mistake after mistake. The biggest mistake this week was describing his staff as chocolate. What are you doing? What are you doing? The soundbite, oh, have you ever seen so many chocolate people in charge of New York City? Why does that matter? Why should that be a consideration? Why are you pointing that out? Skin color should not be used as any barometer of employment or college acceptance. Nothing. Why are we doing skin color? For what reason? Now, if there are no representatives of a certain race, then you would say, sure, I think we ought to step up recruiting, at least in a fair way. But it should be a meritocracy, and of course, it is not in this state. This state is run by far-left Democrats, apparatchiks, who are not really interested in the folks. They're interested in their power scheme and whatever crazy progressive view they have of life. But Adams should be better than that. You know, I mean, come on. You're mayor for everybody. What is this chocolate business? What if the authorities in Staten Island go, hey, we got a lot of vanilla people over here. Oh, come on, what is, that's insane. But, you know, the mayor in New York is skin color. Oh, my God. And if we continue down this road, I just telling you, we're getting weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. Now, what should happen to these people who jump the cops? If they're foreign nationals, they should go through our system, but they cannot be released. They have to be detained until their trial. And then in the trial, you would assume they'll be convicted. They're going to be deported after that. But there isn't a law that says if you're deported and you come back, then heinous things happen to you. We don't have that law. That would have been Kate's law, but the turtle, Mitch McConnell, killed that. That was my law. But anyway, I'm glad that the indictments are handed down. I'm embarrassed that only one of these seven is in custody. And I hope that Alvin Bragg will resign, because he should not be the district attorney of Manhattan. As for Adams, I'm going to let you decide right now. He's better than de Blasio. That's all I can say.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.